Today is Wednesday, August 5th. What to know today about a deadly explosion in the Middle East, the latest reports this morning, and what fueled the blast. Also, we'll explain new promising COVID-19 research, as well as which sports leagues seem to be doing better than others and one reason why. Plus, a big change to the 2020 census count, what now rivals Apple's AirDrop, and who is offering a flight to nowhere. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with a powerful, massive explosion that shook the Lebanese capital of Beirut, killing dozens of people and injuring thousands. As of early this morning, the search and rescue efforts are still underway, and the Red Cross reports at least 100 people have died, but the death toll is expected to climb. Video of the blast quickly spread online, likely because words don't quite do it justice. It sent a giant mushroom cloud into the sky, and the impact was felt hundreds of miles away. It apparently struck with the force of a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. The AP calls it the most destructive explosion in all of Lebanon's troubled history, leaving the city devastated and neighborhoods flattened. At this point, it's still not clear what caused the blast, but it happened at a warehouse where nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate had been stored. That material is used in fertilizers and in bombs, and needless to say, it's highly explosive. Lebanon's prime minister said it had been stored in that warehouse for 6 years without safety measures, which he called unacceptable. So an official investigation is now underway, and the government has promised to release results within a week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation and it's ready to assist the people of Lebanon as needed. As for Americans living in Beirut, the U.S. Embassy is encouraging people to stay inside and wear masks because the air could still be toxic. The Lebanese Red Cross has teams on the scene and it's putting out an urgent call for blood donations. Of course, the Red Cross and other organizations could also use cash. If you'd like to help, we've included a link in our show notes that will direct you to reputable relief groups online where you can donate. What was once hurricane, then tropical storm, Isaias, is still wreaking havoc on parts of the U.S. this morning, but it has been downgraded again and is now a post-tropical cyclone. The worst of the storm impacted the East Coast yesterday. As a hurricane and tropical storm, it caused at least 21 tornadoes in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. Even places that did not see the tornadoes, like New York and South Carolina, dealt with strong winds and heavy rain. Overall, 6 people died from tornadoes, falling trees, or floodwaters. As of early this morning, the storm is hitting Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine with rain and strong winds, but it is weakening. Millions of people are also dealing with power outages right now in 13 different states, so power companies are working overtime to get the lights back on around the country. The coronavirus pandemic continues to take a toll, though there are new promising results about potential vaccines and treatments. First, let's talk about where we're at now. The U.S. has averaged more than 1,000 coronavirus-related deaths every day for the past 9 days. And overall, in the past 6 months, nearly 157,000 Americans have died from this virus. That said, there's another possible COVID-19 vaccine in the works, this one from the biotech company Novavax. It's still in phase 1 of trials. It's only been tested on 130 people, but so far, so good. Phase 1 showed a promising immune response and only mild side effects. And while it still has a long way to go, this is just one of many possible vaccines. The Trump administration is counting on at least one of these vaccines to work on a wide scale and to get approval for the public by early next year. There are also promising new results from a large national study about a type of treatment for the sickest COVID patients. We're talking about giving hospitalized patients the blood from COVID-19 survivors. The Wall Street Journal reports patients who received the transfusions with that blood plasma that's rich with coronavirus antibodies reduced their mortality rate by 50%. The results still need to be peer-reviewed, but it comes as the FDA is thinking about giving this type of treatment emergency approval. So if you haven't filled out your 2020 census yet, now is the time to do it. The Census Bureau announced it will be wrapping up a month ahead of schedule. Specifically, it will stop collecting information on September 30th. As a reminder, the census only happens once every 10 years. It's essentially a population count of the U.S. And here's another reminder about why it's so important. The results impact how much representation your area could get in Congress and where federal tax dollars end up. As of this morning, 60 million U.S. households are still uncounted. The Census Bureau did not actually give a reason for the new deadline, but census experts told the AP the sped-up count could end up hurting harder-to-count communities where more minorities or immigrants live. In fact, four former Census Bureau directors who served both Republican and Democratic presidents raised some concerns that this will produce less trustworthy data. But the current Census Bureau director insists the agency will not sacrifice completeness. Either way, everyone is able to fill it out now online, by phone, or by mail. Go to census.gov to learn more. All right, we have more news coming up in just a moment, but first, this episode is brought to you by Blinkist. If you're looking to learn some new things without adding a ton to your plate, I recommend the app Blinkist. Blinkist gives you the best takeaways, just the need-to-know information, from thousands of nonfiction bestsellers in dozens of different categories. And it's convenient. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. 14 million people already use Blinkist to deepen their knowledge in topics like self-improvement, leadership, economics, and more. For example, learn more about certain news topics with blinks like Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World, or Embrace Personal Growth with The Algebra of Happiness. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist Premium membership and up to 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. And a quick reminder, we're taking part in a little giveaway to our listeners alongside some podcasting friends, so you have a chance to win $500. Just text the Newsworthy's code word FLOWER, F-L-O-W-E-R, FLOWER, to 555-888, and you'll be in the running to win $500. It's happening this week only. Okay, now back to the news. It's official. Most Americans are now millennials or younger. Newly released data shows more than half of the U.S. population is now younger than 38 years old. This is the first time the younger generations have outnumbered baby boomers and their older cohorts. But the generation names are not the only ways the U.S. population is changing. This new data from the Brookings Institute outlines some key differences. For example, the younger generations are more diverse. More than half of them identify as a racial or ethnic minority, compared to only about a third of older generations. Well, Google has now launched its own version of Apple's AirDrop. It's called Nearby Share, and it's now available for Android phones. If you're not familiar with AirDrop already, it basically lets you instantly share photos and files with other smartphones around you. So you don't have to use email or text to send the big files. You just pick the recipient, and the files are transferred from one phone to the other immediately. Apple has had its AirDrop for almost a decade now, and this new Nearby Share has been a long time coming for Google. It's now available for Google and Samsung phones as long as they're running the Android 6 operating system or newer. It's also expected to come to Chromebooks sometime in the next few months, so you can easily transfer files between a laptop and smartphone. Several major league sports are running into big problems with COVID-19, but the National Hockey League seems to be doing everything right. Because even though the NHL also restarted its season over the weekend, there have so far been zero positive COVID-19 tests. The league conducted more than 7,000 tests so far. One reason it might be off to a good start is because teams are playing in so-called bubbles. So all the games are happening in two host cities only, which cuts down on travel and helps players stay isolated. In fact, the same idea is working well for the NBA. All of its games are in Florida only, and again, the last several rounds of testing show no one has come down with COVID-19 since the game started. That said, professional baseball and football are struggling a bit. Remember, 25 players on two MLB teams tested positive for the virus and had to postpone games. And in the NFL, 58 football players are now on the COVID injured list, meaning they've either tested positive or had close contact with someone who already tested positive. And the NFL season hasn't even started yet. A Taiwanese airline is selling tickets for a flight to nowhere. Yep, the plane will take off, fly around for a few hours, and then land right where it started. The airline, called EVA Air, says it's doing this since people are desperate to travel, but can't because of pandemic-related restrictions. The airline is pulling out all the stops for this, too. CNN reports the flight will include a seafood feast that's put together by a Michelin 3-star chef. Guests will also get kits with amenities and gifts, and here's the kicker, the plane will be Hello Kitty-themed. This type of thing probably will not be an option in countries still dealing with rising cases of COVID-19, but Taiwan has been considered a model for its handling of this pandemic, with less than 500 confirmed cases so far. The flight to nowhere is August 8th, and tickets start at $180. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how the pandemic has dramatically changed internships. First of all, the job site Glassdoor reported 50% fewer internships available at the start of the pandemic, and about a fifth of employers even revoked internship offers. That said, other companies are choosing to move forward with their internships online. Reuters reports a recent survey shows 60% of companies say they're now offering virtual opportunities. While it may not be ideal, here are a couple of the potential upsides. Interns may get a chance to work at a company that's in a different location from where they live, or at least meet people at the company who live somewhere else. Also, as more companies incorporate remote work in the long run, a virtual internship might actually prepare students for the future in ways they did not expect. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.